from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. A 61-year-old Timmins man is among 107 people charged with pornography offenses in a province-wide investigation known as Project Maverick. Provincial police aren't releasing any more information on the Timmins man. The arrests and 428 child pornography charges across Ontario are the result of 27 police agencies doing 255 investigations, executing 168 search warrants, and seizing over 1,000 devices. Officers identified 61 victims and offered them help, while also protecting 60 other kids. The provincial government is looking at a failing grade for its handling of COVID-19 vaccines. Auditor General Bonnie Lissick says about 3.4 million doses were wasted between February and June, and half of that waste could have been prevented with better forecasting for demand. She also finds the lack of a centralized booking system led patients to shop around for quick appointments or a particular brand of vaccine, leading to over 200,000 missed appointments. She's also scathing in her assessment of the province's vaccine communication, saying it was often disorganized, inconsistent, and not effectively combating misinformation. Live Christmas music is on offer on December 17th when the Timmins Symphony Orchestra presents a Singin' Swingin' Christmas. Director Josh Wood says the first half of the program will feature the symphony chorus and the choirs from W. Earl Miller and Centennial Public Schools. The second half has the Timmins All-Star Big Band adding some jazz to the proceedings.
We do several tunes with the orchestra and the big band together, and then the big band does some tunes just on their own. Jazzed up versions of Christmas carols, you know, some of your favorite Christmas jazz tunes.
Showtime on the 17th is 8 o'clock at École Secondaire Thériault. Wood advises you to buy advance tickets, which are available at the Timmins Museum. Speaking of the museum, the highlight of an exhibit until the end of December is a mural of Timmins scenes. Director-curator Karen Bachman says it's a project of the Porcupine Art Club, celebrating over 70 years in existence.
The mural is made up of 70 canvases that were done by people in the community, not professional artists, but people who wanted to participate in that.
A four-year-old is responsible for one of the squares. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.